It sounds like you're quite busy with a lot of that work. Or are you still involved with like frac-free Denton type work right now?
Not really, honestly. Unfortunately, transgender advocacy is more than a full-time job, and I don't get paid for it. So I also have a full-time job. So no, my advocacy work now has really been focused on transgender advocacy specific to my son, but trans kids in general, because I'm navigating the world on behalf of a child who shouldn't have his gender identity be a thing that holds him back from experiencing the same sorts of things that other sixth graders, he's in sixth grade now, that other sixth graders experience. And that's really where my focus and really where my heart is. Adam is still really, really deeply invested in this environmental fight. If you look at our Facebook feeds, mine is all about, transgender advocacy, and his is all about, the Green New Deal. And part of that is the algorithm too, because then I start seeing more and more Facebook posts about, like trans advocacy, and he's starting to see more and more things about the Green New Deal and climate change. No, he's still very much involved in that. But we're still both like, though we have our quote unquote separate projects, we're still supportive of each other in each other's efforts. So I help out when I can. Like he gave a talk at UNT just this week on climate change, and I had a ZBA meeting. So he dropped Lulu off, and I chaired my meeting, and which was actually ironically about oil and gas, right? And then if I, so I support him in that, and then, when I get called out of town to keynote something or speak at an event, he takes the kids too. So we're very much a team.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
incredible.